Past 5:13, Z Energy Station service stations have run out of 95 octane petrol because of the broken Marsden Point fuel pipe. Jonathan Hill is Z Energy spokesperson, and good evening to you.
Evening, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you give us an overview of the situation? How fast are your petrol stations running out of 95?
Well, they're not. And thank you for the opportunity to explain this. I'll try and keep this quite short, but effectively what happened in the first couple of days, once the refinery pipeline was broken, we didn't know how long it was going to take to fix. So we took the decision to focus our delivery into Auckland of 91-octane petrol and diesel. Now, 91-octane petrol is the most important because the vast majority, kind of 90-95% of the vehicle fleet can run on that. So we prioritised the delivery of those two products and made sure stocks were very healthy across the city. Now, when we got a bit of clarity around when the pipeline was due to come back, we resumed deliveries of 95-octane petrol back into Auckland. So 95-octane is being delivered back into Auckland as we speak, but we effectively planned for a number of short-term outages of 95 in the Auckland area. There's nothing particularly concerning about that, and I would just reassure your listeners that there's plenty of 95-octane petrol to go around.
Right, but you had, 13 Z Energy service stations that run out at 95 at one point?
Yeah, and that's probably around about now. A number of those are going to be filled up overnight and the remainder over the next kind of 24 hours.
And what about long term? Have you got a time frame on this? Can you keep doing this? Can you keep having the 95, the 91, keep the diesel, keep getting the petrol stations, getting the petrol to the stations?
The answer is yes. So we've just had some pretty big internal meetings today with a lot of spreadsheets and looking at a lot of data. But we've increased our trucking fleet into Auckland by about 50%. We are confident that we can get through with a reliable supply of fuel to Auckland across all of the grades by the time that this refinery pipeline is fixed and is back up and running.
Is there also something you can do to convert to 95 as well as there?
Sorry, I'm not sure I understand.
Can you convert 91 to 95? Is there a process? I heard that being talked about today.
No, that is news to me. Certainly, there are a number of people that use 95 that can probably run their cars on 91, but I'm not sure that there's a process by which you can change the fuels. Certainly not once they leave the refinery.
And what about costs? Who bears the costs? You have insurance for this, do you?
No, I don't believe that we do. We may do, and we'll talk to our insurers if we do. But we're not really terribly focused on how we might recover any costs at the moment. We are just absolutely focused. I can't stress to you enough, Larry, how big a job it is to try and make sure that we provide every resource we can to get fuel to Auckland.
Right, but you're okay. You're handling it okay at the moment.
Yeah, look, I think we are. A lot of people are working very, very hard. A lot of our truck drivers are working very, very hard. We're getting a lot of good support from the government, and we're very grateful to them for that. I just want to say that while we are pretty confident that we can keep Auckland motorists happy, our sympathies and our heart does go out to those people who have been trying to catch flights, and in particular to our airline customers. And this isn't a road transport fuel crisis, it's a jet fuel crisis.
Right, yep, okay. But what about price changes? Is the price going to go up? What's in store?
No, I can absolutely guarantee and assure you personally that the price is not going to go up.
All right, thank you, Jonathan. That's very good to hear. So lock that one in. No price increase. Jonathan Hill, Z Energy spokesperson, News Talk ZB. It's now 5:18.